It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, ladies, here we are in lesson number 59 in the book of Genesis. And Connie, what will we be learning about today?
We're going to find that Joseph's brothers come to Egypt to buy food from him.
All right. Well, why don't I read and then Connie will teach. Genesis chapter 42, starting in verse 1. When Jacob learned that there was grain for sale in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is grain for sale in Egypt. Go down and buy grain for us there that we may live and not die." So 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he feared that harm might happen to him. Thus the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came. For the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and he was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" he said. They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them. And he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy food. We are all the sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants have never been spies." He said to them, "No, it is the nakedness of the land that you have come to see." And they said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is in this day with our father, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, "It is as I said to you, you are spies. By this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go from this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother while you remain confined, that your words may be tested whether there is truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all together in custody for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this, and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers remain confined where you are in custody, and let the rest go and carry grain for the famine of your households. And bring your youngest brother back to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "In truth, we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he begged us, and we did not listen. This is why this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, "Did I not tell you not to sin against the boy? But you would not listen. So now there comes a reckoning for his blood." They did not know that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. Then they turned away from them and wept, and he returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. And Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to replace every man's money in his sack and to give them provisions for the journey. This was done for them. Then they loaded their donkeys with their grain and departed. And as one of them opened his sack and gave his donkey fodder at the lodging place, he saw his money in the mouth of the sack, and he said to his brothers, "My money has been put back here in the mouth of my sack." And this their hearts failed them, and they turned trembling to one another, saying, "What is this that God has done to us?" When they came to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke roughly to us and took us to be spies of the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men. We have never been spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the land, said to us, 'By this I shall know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me. Take grain for the famine to your households and go your way. Bring your youngest brother to me. Then I shall know that you are not spies, but honest men. And I will deliver your brother to you, and you shall trade in the land.' As they emptied their sacks, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said to them, you have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more. And now you would take Benjamin? All this has come against me. Then Reuben said to his father, kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him on my hands, and I will bring him back to you. But he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm should happen to him on the journey that you are to make, you would bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol.
Yes, and so here we have the family and God working in and through the brothers' lives at this point to teach them more about who he is. We have them needing to come to Egypt for food. And so Jacob sends them, but he only sends 10 of them. He refuses to let Benjamin, the youngest, go with him. And we know that this is about 20 years after Joseph left for Egypt. And so Benjamin is only 20, 21 years old. He's a fairly young man compared to everyone else. And obviously, of course, he's a favored son of Jacob. And so we have the other 10 brothers coming to Egypt. And in verse 6, it says, Joseph was governor over the land. He was the one who sold to the people. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. And so God's fulfillment of his promise to Joseph is coming true from that dream. And Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, while they did not recognize him because, again, he's dressed as an Egyptian. He speaks as an Egyptian. He's not speaking Hebrew to them. He's in power. I think they assume he's probably died by this point, and so they did not expect to meet Joseph in Egypt. We also know that Joseph remembered his dreams. Verse 9 tells us he remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them, and so God is fulfilling that. And then we find that Joseph, in a sense, I think, is testing his brothers. He accuses them of being spies. He wants to find out about his father. He wants to find out about Benjamin. Have they hurt Benjamin like they hurt him? You know, what's been going on? And so they answer him quite well. Interestingly, in verse 11, it says, we are honest men. That's not true. We know that they have lied and done treacherous, deceitful things. But at this point, it seems God is perhaps bringing them to the point of being honest. And then he accuses them of coming to spy the land and attack Egypt. And then they give some details about their family, 12 brothers, one's at home with the father, one is no more. And then Joseph, again, accuses them of being spies. He swears by the life of Pharaoh, and so they're really thinking he's got to be an Egyptian, because why would he do that? And then he puts them in custody for 3 days. He's got the power now to imprison other people. Now he's imprisoned his brothers. They threw him in the pit. He's actually, in a sense, thrown them in the pit for 3 days. He pulls them out and says that he's decided that only one of them needs to go back, or actually that only one of them needs to stay, and the rest of them can go back to their father, but they need to bring their younger brother with them next time. And so he chooses Simeon to be the one who's bound and kept in prison. And we also find the brothers in this interchange are starting to recognize God is dealing with them, and they express their guilt over what they did to Joseph. And they talk about how he pleaded and cried with them to release him and to not do the evil they were going to do. As one, they threw him in the pit with the intent to kill him, and then later to sell him to the Ishmaelites. And they are recognizing their evil at this point, and I think they're starting to repent. They say that is why this distress has come upon us. We are guilty concerning our brother. And then we find Reuben kind of admonishing them, saying, you should have listened to me. And they're sent on their way. Simeon is kept behind, and then they find that first one and then all of them find out that the money has been returned. And again, for them, that's a sign that makes them afraid, because they know something more is going on than they're recognizing, and they, again, are feeling guilty about what they've done to their brother Joseph. And then Jacob also recognizes that something is going on here that is more than what he knows. He's angry with them. He, in a sense, blames them for the loss of two of the brothers, Joseph and Simeon, and then how he's very concerned and afraid that same will happen to Benjamin, and so he does not want Benjamin to go back there. We're being set up for the whole family coming to Egypt, but we also truly, I think, see God working in and through the brothers to bring them to repentance, to help them to see what they did to Joseph and how God is actually moving in and through even their wickedness to bring about good. So we see Joseph's dreams being fulfilled, and we see God working. And that wraps up today's lesson in Genesis. Please find the notes at naomistable.com.